This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available at KJJR.com for any time listening. And she's kind of been a fixture in our lives the last several years. She's the coordinator of Toys for Tots, our guest today, Kelly King. Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me here again.
Can you believe it's this time already? Toys for Tots camp out for the kids.
Yeah, I do believe it, because we actually start our Toys for Tots in October, and all of a sudden it's December. So yes, it's exciting.
Well, we want to talk to you about all things Toys for Tots, but a lot of new things this year too. And the dates 6th, 7th, and 8th of December. But again, you guys have been working on this for quite some time already.
Oh, yes. We start in the middle of October so that we get all the boxes out by November 1st, all the toy donation boxes. And then we have a little bit of a lull in the boxes once we get those out until businesses realize that they want to participate. So then we usually have about 20 more. So we're about 220 boxes this year.
Wow.
And then applications start coming in for toy assistance on November 1st. And that is a daily job, a couple hours a day processing applications, which is a lot of fun. You know, it's just saying hi to people that you saw last year and saying hello to new faces. So, and then, yeah, your big toy drive comes up, and then on the December 9th, we empty out all those trailers and get all our donations in a few days and set it all up. And it is chaotic, and it's fun, and it's heartwarming.
Well, you might know Kelly. She's on the City Council of Columbia Falls. Congratulations on winning again.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody that voted and that voted for me.
Yeah, and let's talk about yourself before we really get into the Toys for Tots stuff. For people who may not know you, are you a Flathead Valleyanite?
I am. I'm born and raised. Born in Whitefish, raised in Columbia Falls, lived here pretty much all my life. I love it here. I'm very community-based when it comes to Columbia Falls. I take on a lot of Valley stuff, but I am a Columbia Falls person. But yeah, my family has been here since the 50s.
Wow.
So yeah, we had a long string of Plum Creek and Weyerhaeuser from 1956 until I left Weyerhaeuser in 2021. Yeah. We had somebody in our family, if not two or three at a time.
Okay, so when you're not working like crazy for Toys for Tots, what else do you do? What do you like to do in your spare time?
What do I like to do? I love spending time with my grandchildren. I was recently married in June, and with our integrated family, we have 5 grandchildren.
Wow.
Yeah, so they definitely keep me busy, and I like being on the city council doing things like that. I dabble here and there in other nonprofits, just helping out and stuff like that. I don't know, free time, I just don't have a lot.
Yeah, what is that these days, right?
Yeah, between, you know, this time of year, between work and grandkids and Toys for Tots and stuff, the time goes by.
Yeah, community and family oriented. I could have just said that in a nutshell, because yeah. you are very community oriented to take this on. Now, how did you get in to Toys for Tots? It's kind of a story in itself.
It is, yeah. I started with the Salvation Army. I started back in 2006 with their Christmas program and bell ringing and their Toy and Joy workshop and stuff. And I worked with them for several years on that. And then I was out of the picture for a while. And then when I came back to work with them, Toys for Tots had joined with them. And one year the coordinator said, I'm not going to do this anymore. It's too much work. And so I hemmed and hawed, thought, my gosh, I don't have the experience for this. I don't know what I'm doing. And I thought, crap, nobody else put in. So I put in for it and I got it. And I was like, oh my gosh, what did I just do? But I had some good direction and things like that with it. And a lot of the stuff that I had learned, you know, working with different toy programs.
Oh, yeah.
So I took it over and I wanted to make it Toys for Tots. I didn't want it to be combined with another agency anymore. I wanted it to be the Marine Corps Toys for Tots. And so we pulled away from the Salvation Army and everything fell into place, as nerve-wracking as it was that first year during COVID. But we made it happen. And every year this valley makes it better and better.
Well, speaking of the Marines, I mean, they're always involved every year. But nationwide, the Marine Corps is a very big part of Toys for Tots. What is their involvement?
Their involvement, it actually started with a Lieutenant General's wife back in the 40s. She's had some dolls she wanted to give to some little girls in the community that didn't have Christmas presents. And just from that, from 12 or 13 dolls going out, now we have this giant organization that makes sure that kids have their toys.
Yeah.
And it is based in Quantico with the Marine Corps. And it's we have our Flathead Marines here in the Valley that are a huge help to our campaign. I can't thank those guys enough, even though we kind of go back and forth about eating crayons and things like that. But I really do love them. They're so great to us.
Well, we're going to talk about how you can be involved, because we always need people, and yes. How we're involved here at B Broadcasting and Rose Communications. And it's always a great time. It's a fun time. And as we, it's like getting the Christmas season kicked off for all of us. So listening to the voice of Kelly King, the new name. I got to get rid of that old name now. And by the way, congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you.
We're going to be back and talk more about this whole thing. Toys for Tots 2023. And again, our show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is KJJR and Focus on the Flathead. And we will be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached UberBank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and we are back here on Focus on the Flathead. Kelly's back with us now. Kelly from Toys for Tots, thanks for being here again.
Thank you.
And giving us all the information. Let's talk about some new things. We have our five locations that we normally do these campouts for the kids, but this year we've added another location.
Yes, we have a Big Fork location this year for all the those that are out in that area. It will be at the Buffalo Saloon, and it's going to be set up like all the other ones with the trailer for people to be comfortable in that are manning the station. There'll be a trailer for the toys. So this way you don't have to drive all the way to Kalispell, or if you forgot to drop it off in Kalispell, you've got the Big Fork location. And the Buffalo Saloon is very excited to be helping with that this year. And we're excited to have this sixth location, and a lot of our volunteers are going to be manning it. So that was a step for us to actually participate in the toy drive instead of just reaping the benefits. So we're pretty excited about that.
Let's do Toys for Tots for beginners, because there are people out there who have never heard about how we do it here in the Flathead. But to get these trailers put together, the broadcasters here from B Broadcasting are camping at six locations, well, five locations, and then a new one in Big Fork. We let you guys, the Flathead Valley, go shopping and bring your toys to these kids. We want to make sure that they're unwrapped toys, right?
Yes, new and unwrapped toys. That's definitely about our only recommendation, is that they're new and unwrapped. We don't want to have to unwrap somebody's pretty packaging to find out what it is to make sure it goes to the right family.
You know, we've talked to you a lot about this. What are the good toys to bring? Because, you know, we want to make sure that we get the right things for the kids, because the age group, we're going for little ones all the way into the teenage years.
Yes, we go from 0 to 16.
Yeah.
We have new volunteers that are coming in with ideas for the 13 to 16 group, and we're hitting that really well. The little kids are the funnest to buy for, because it's toys that make noise, that roll across the floor, that interact with other toys. It's the easiest ones, but we get into the 9 to 12 age group. That age group, we do a lot of building and craft kits, Legos, remote control cars, things like that. But that is one of the groups that we get hit hardest on with the ages.
Yeah.
So even though we have a good idea sometimes of what we're going to have there, we don't have enough.
And every time we do this, and by the way, at the five locations, we should mention them. It's Able Body, Kalispell, Valley Bank, Kalispell, Blue Cow Car Wash, Kalispell, Parkside Credit Union, Whitefish, Hanson's Hardware, Columbia Falls, and you mentioned Buffalo Saloon, Big Fork. The trailers, our goal at each location is to fill those darn things and get as many toys as we can. But people do bring a lot of cash to our locations. And what do we do with the cash?
We take the cash, and that goes to Imagination Station. On the last day of the B-Broadcast Toy Drive, we split up a couple of groups between the Kalispell and the Whitefish Imagination Station, and we go in and we do shopping. And we have a couple of boundaries per the foundation of how much we can spend per toy, but they know we're coming, and they are stocked up, and there is such a vast array of ideas for toys there. So it's fun, because when you're a little kid and you go into a toy store and you think, oh my gosh, I would like to just have that toy. It is a lot of fun though, just going in and buying stuff out for all these kids. And when you touch that toy, you know that there's a child that's going to be touching that exact same toy Christmas morning. And there's just a little bit of a bond that goes on there.
So we want to thank them, both locations, Kalispell Main Street and Central Avenue Whitefish. They've been great to us for the last several years. Let's talk about some more of the sponsors.
The Party Store right off the bat. Dennis saved us that first year with COVID. I know he does the cargo trailers for you guys for the toy drive, and he also donates the tables to us to set up at the armory where we do distribution. Also, Bergeson RV for those fun little trailers.
You have no idea how thankful we are for them.
Yes, yes. We go through the food donators for everybody sitting in the trailers. We got the Pin and Q, DeSoto Grill, Sykes, Nickel Charlie's, the Night Owl in Back Room, and Mama Blanca's. So those, they always provide just delicious food for everybody working at the trailers, and it just makes it even more comfortable.
And so when those trailers are filled, we take them to the distribution center, and a lot of fun stuff happens. Where is the distribution center?
We're at the Armed Forces Center again. It's north of the Ford dealership on 93. Yeah, this is our second year there, and they're excited to have us back for Saturday morning, December 9th.
Yeah.
And we open them up, and we count out. And I've heard that there's not a competition about who has the most toys in their trailer, but we do keep track just in case there's a competition.
You think you keep track? The guys in the trailers, they think they're all that, you know?
Yes, yes. We'll find out who's all that. We just take all those toys out, we count them, and we sort them out, and we start getting them set up for our distribution, which is the December 13th through the 15th.
Yeah, that's great. Let's talk about Libby for a minute. We're going to be getting some toys up to the great folks at Libby.
Yes, we do partner with Lincoln County through our Flathead Valley Toys for Tots to cover Lincoln, and it's such a vast community. We have a distribution point in Eureka that works out really well for Trigo, Rexford, Eureka. Yeah. But Libby is out there in the middle of nowhere. They can either drive to Kalispell or drive to Eureka for toys, and it's kind of the same thing, and it's quite an expenditure for them. A group called Our Kids, run by a gal named Tammy out of Libby, contacted me this year, and she is going to take care of distributing toys in the Libby area this year. It's hard enough to, you know, buy your groceries and things like that when you're asking for toys, much less to buy a tank of gas to get down here and a tank of gas to get back. Tammy's going to make it easier by doing it up in Libby.
There are so many parts to this puzzle, but it all comes together, and it's always so great for the Flathead Valley and the kids of the valley and the families as well.
Yes.
And we want to thank you, Kelly, for being here and doing what you do, because this is growing, and that means your job gets bigger every year as well.
It does, and every year we'll think, hey, we should do this next year. And before we know it, some organization steps in and says, do you mind if we help you with this? And I mean, it falls into place so well. And I have to say, too, that everybody says they have the best group of volunteers. No, I do. Unless my volunteers are moonlighting on me. I have the best group of volunteers. You could not pay people to work as hard as these people do.
Yeah. And Kelly King, she's coordinator for Toys for Tots. Kelly, want to thank you so much for your time, and good luck with the whole process this year.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here and for doing all you do for us.
Do you want to share your number?
Yes, it's 406-471-9299.
This is coming up again. The dates are the 6th, 7th, and 8th of December. This is Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back next weekend with another Focus on the Flathead.